A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who was that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Busy Ball.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
What's up now, motherfucker?
This is the show that shows no limits. Broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists. Still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records reveal that addition. And rappers that are coming up, get them put on. We need a platform to fight the mainstream. Show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on screen and follow up Wizards.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics, and download the time. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows. Plenty of content for you to get through. Everything free to download and stream. Oh, yeah, we deserve to really hear you.
Unstoppable, we be revived up as we represent. Hold them killers on the mic and we should love to all your fans. Motherfuckers wanna hate. Do your thing, you keep the focus. Bringing nothing but the reason. Come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a madman.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Prez. It's episode 488 of the Murder Master Music Show. Man, tonight we got a special guest. The homeboy Pittsburgh Pat hooked it up. You know what I'm saying? Something come up, he couldn't make it tonight. Pittsburgh Pat, you know what I'm saying? Be down here shortly. You know what I'm saying? But he hooked up this show with A.G. The Corner. I mean, this guy is a lyrical beast. I mean, he's such a lyrical beast, in fact, that Kool G Rap, you know what I'm saying, wanted him on his album. And, you know, Kool G Rap is not going to just put anybody on his album. This guy's worked with a lot of people, you know what I'm saying. And, we got a couple tracks, you know what I'm saying, I want to play tonight. You know, there's one track you definitely got to check out. It's off the Sip the Nectar project, Let You Live. I'm going to play that after a while. That thing is fucking incredible. It's got that, like, eerie, you know what I'm saying, Castlevania-type sound to it, the motherfucking pipe organs and shit, man. It's just some good stuff, man, and it was hella fucking lyrical. At a time when lyrics are not as relevant as they were, which is retarded to me because mumble rap is... I don't really think it should be called rap. I think that should have a genre or a lane all to its own because I come up in an era where hip-hop, man, consisted of, you know, bars, beats, you know what I'm saying, competitiveness, distinction, you know what I'm saying? If you knew a cat was from Queens, you knew if he was from, you know what I'm saying, New Orleans or Chicago or the Bay Area, there was distinctive sounds. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, you don't know where anybody's from. This cat here that we're having on the show tonight, this dude, you know what I'm saying, he's got all the elements of hip-hop, and he represents it in a great way. Let's bring him on right now, A.G. The Corner. What's up, A.G.?
Yo, what's going on, man?
Man, first and foremost, man, thank you so much for doing the show. I really appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? You're one of the guys that's, I think needs to be focused on right now because you're putting out good product and you're putting out, you know what I'm saying, high level of skill at a time when, like I was talking about in the intro at the time when, you know, mumble rap is kind of taken over, or not just mumble rap, but stupid rap, you know what I'm saying? It, popping pills and this and that. You being a real true MC, what are your thoughts on that shit? And do you consider that hip hop, or do you think it should be maybe considered something else?
I kind of have mixed feelings about it. I understand that, you know, every 8 years or so, that the sound of our music evolves, whether it's for the better or the worse. And I don't like going against, you know, the youth, really. I like them to be as expressive as they want to be, whatever they pretty much expressing what they're living at the moment. And while I don't necessarily like the music, I can't really say that it's not hip-hop. You know, I just feel that there could be a better balance as far as, you know, what's being put out there. And, you know, and I think we have that, too, with the youth as well. I think, you know, for every... you know, Lil Pump or Lil Yachty, you have a Joey Badass, or you have a Dave East, or, you know, those dudes, or Cole or Kendrick. So I'm really not that disappointed, but I wouldn't want to put them in another genre, because at the end of the day, they are contributing to something. I may not agree with it, but, you know, they are part of the culture.
Yeah. I mean, I can definitely agree with what you just said, because... You know what I'm saying? You and I know where the real hip-hop is. You know what I'm saying? But there needs to be a better balance. They need to tweak it up a little bit to where, you know, they start shedding a little more spotlight and catch like yourself. You know what I'm saying? Or even some of the OGs, man, that ain't getting the attention no more, like Spice One or even shit, even Method Man. You know, you don't really see a lot of these guys getting, you know what I'm saying, the shine that they once had. And they're still putting out product. Cool G Rap, for example. You know what I'm saying? Just dropped the album this year. So did MC Shan. That's two Juice Crew members dropping an album in 2017. That needs to be publicized everywhere, you know what I'm saying, in hip-hop. Because the youth, I believe, can learn a lot from them cats, you know what I'm saying? And because I'm not into bashing the youth. I'm not trying to do that at all. But I think, like you said, there needs to be more of a balance. Let's talk about Cool G Rap real quick, man. This guy is revered as one of the all-time greats by many of his peers. Man, you were on a song on his latest album, man. What was that like for you?
For me, that was like coming full circle. Me and G Rap have a history. Not too many people know about that. We recently did his album release show, I opened up for him and I told the crowd, I gave him a little bit of the history. A very good friend of mine, who's not here any longer, Bill Blass, used to manage Cool G Rap. We're talking, you know, late 80s, early 90s. He also was Rakim's manager for some time. So he would bring G Rap around, you know, around the block. I was just a kid. Hanging, you know, hanging out on the stoop with the boombox, playing N.W.A. very loud. And G-Rap comes on the block, DJ Polo. And, you know, they would always hear me blasting my music. And, you know, I was known as, like, the kid who always had the exclusives. You know, I would tape a lot off of the radio show. So I was like, you know, I would make mixtapes for a lot of these guys as a kid. Not for G-Rap specifically, but for a lot of the older heads that came through the block. And, G-Rap has a song on his 4-5-6 album called For the Brothers. And first verse on that song is about a dude named Puzzle, who was one of my best friends at the time. So the connection was there. And because of that connection, I paid, you know, a little bit special attention to his music. I was a little bit closer than the average fan. And so he became my favorite. He became my favorite, and years later, to finally, you know, get that phone call and, you know, be asked to participate on this album was just, you know, I didn't have any words. I felt like at that moment, that could have been the last thing I ever did in this game, and I would have been, you know, great. I would have been solidified.
Yeah, man, because Return of Don, that was his first project in about, 7 years or so. I know he did a dope project with Necro a couple years back. You know what I'm saying? This was his first solo joint in a while, and man, it was dope to see in 2017. Same thing with the MC Shan. I don't know if you heard that album. It's called Bars Over Bullshit. And 22 tracks of a dude that ain't put out an album in 30 years. I mean, it was just amazing. His lyrics were still there, up to par, you know, so it's good to see that type of stuff. And that's where I tell people, real hip-hop is still there. You just got to look for it. You know what I'm saying? When did you really get your start in the game, and what really made you want to do this? Like, who were some of the people that you heard growing up that said, you know what, I want to do this shit?
Okay, I mean, shit, initially, I never really thought I would be doing this at all. I was more of a, I was more of an athlete. Like, I think a lot of us were. It was either, you know, slay a crack rock or had a wicked jump shot. This is a very accurate description. I tried a little bit of both, and, you know, I had a wicked jump shot. So, I guess what sparked the interest in the culture initially was, like, I got into West Coast hip-hop first, which is funny being a kid from East New York on the East Coast. I was introduced to DOC initially, who I know was from Texas, but, you know, his music was being put out to a L.A.-based producer. So from DOC, I went over to N.W.A. and then eventually Cypress. And then is when, you know, I kind of, like, backtracked. It was like, you know, G-Rap, Kane, Slick Rick. And, we talking, like, late 80s, early 90s. And I still, you know, didn't know that I'd be doing this today. Until maybe about 95, 96. You know, obviously, the NBA wasn't calling. You know, I was out there, you know, participating in stupid things, so I blew that for myself. And, somebody said to me one day, you know, you listen to all this hip-hop, you collect all this music, and you spit all of these verses just as good or even better as the artists who actually, you know, come up with the ideas for them. Why don't you try rapping? And I was already kind of, you know, dabbling in poetry, just really to get girls and shit, but I transitioned. I wrote my first rhyme about 95, 96, and from then on, it was just, I guess it's something that came natural. I formed a group with my brother and my cousin, and we went around battling dudes and, you know, gained a little credibility on the street for being nice with it. Everybody kept telling me, you should pursue this, you know, seriously. I never really took it serious until, you know, I saw that I could really do something with it, probably around, 2004, 2005.
Wow. But it was in you all that time. It was just a matter of when you was going to let the beast out, so to speak.
Yeah, and I kind of wish that I did take it seriously, you know, during that 95 to 2001 era, because, you know, there were some heavy hitters back then. And I was still getting my respect out there while these guys, we were talking about dudes that were paying their dues around that time, was like Pun, Cannabis, DMX, Noriega. You know, I was still in the streets battling dudes and being told that my shit was up to par, but I just didn't take it serious enough. And I always wondered, had I taken it that serious, you know, could I have made noise back then or possibly gotten a deal?
Yeah, definitely, man. Well, the skill is there. You know, we're going to let the people hear in just a minute. The skill is definitely there. I definitely think you could have made a huge impact. But, life is full of surprises, man. And I never planned on being a hip-hop journalist writing for Murder Dog Magazine until I went into a liquor store and saw the motherfucker on the counter, bought it, read it, was like, wow, this... It had all the music I like in it. Like, you talk about West Coast and shit like that. It had all that. Next thing you know, I'm writing for the goddamn thing. Never even been on a typewriter, let alone a computer. You know, so it's like you just don't know, man. But you're here now, and you've done some amazing, incredible things, man. Other than the Kool G Rap, you know what I'm saying, Return of the Dime, man, what were some of the other highlights of your career, and, you know what I'm saying, why were they special to you?
I think first and foremost, probably the biggest, you know, the one that kind of set everything off was being featured on my man Jay Love's mixtape. You know, me and Jay go back, old high school buddies, and we didn't really hang tough or know each other that well in high school, but enough so when, you know, you pass, you know, you see somebody every day, you give them a little head nod, you know, what's up, what's good, don't really talk like that. I didn't know what he was, you know, he had going on outside of school, but, you know, right after that, you know, when we both got out of that school, he wound up interning for, I think it was Columbia Records, and got his hands on an early copy of Nas Illmatic, and wound up leaking it. And, you know, he made his name off of that. And, you know, eventually he wound up working with the Wu-Tang and becoming Ghostface Killah's tour DJ. So for him, you know, us running into each other throughout the years, and him always saying, yo, I heard you rap. Like, what's good? When we gonna hook up? And me not feeling like I was ready, always saying, nah, not yet. But, I, you know, we'll see each other. I'll call you when I feel like it's time. And, you know, when we finally linked up and he had an outdoorsman thing going on, and, you know, he had Action Bronson in the mix and Mayhem Loren and, you know, my man Steel and Animal. There was about, your Killer Shaw, R.I.P. There was about 9 or 10 of them, and, you know, me and Action got on the last song on the Outdoorsman mixtape, the only one that has ever been released, called Last of a Dying Breed. That to me was my biggest moment, because that kind of just set the wheels in motion for everything. And then, of course, you know, touring with Mayhem in Action, South by Southwest, 2011 or 12, I believe, being in the hotel room and recording the whole album in 3 days.
Wow.
Expect the Fly shit with, you know, producers Tommy Mas and Harry Fraud. Just knocking that out in that environment, and just, you know, we really didn't have a direction we were going in. It was just hot beats, dudes getting high in the room, eating food, and writing rhymes, and recording in the actual hotel room. So,
wow,
I think those
were
like the biggest.
Y'all made that trip to the studio yourself. Yeah, but that's dope, though, man. I mean, it sounds like there was a good, you know what I'm saying, vibe and environment going on there, man. Does that help when you're surrounded by good people and you guys are having fun versus being, like, in a spot where there's a lot of pressure and there's time? Because I know you've probably been under that situation, too, where you got to turn in an album or a project or whatever. What's the best way for you to record? In the studio or just, like, a hotel room?
I pretty much, you know, anywhere. As long as we have somewhere to record, you know, we
pretty
go. If we have a mic set up outside. Yeah, we have a mic set up outside in a blizzard, and I'll be ready. But it does make a difference, you know, having good people, good energy around you. It's inspiring, you know. It's like you're just carefree.
Yeah.
So, But I've been on the clock, too, and I've always been great under pressure, so I welcome both of them, whether it's having the good people around or being under pressure to turn something in. But there's definitely, I find more inspiration being around that good energy and good people.
Well, what was the vibe like with Kool G Rap? Were you guys in the studio together?
We didn't get in the studio together. It was actually Moss was putting the album together. You know, he produced the whole album. And me and G-Rap was speaking through Moss. So Moss had hit me and said, yo, listen, G-Rap is familiar with what you've been doing. I don't think at that point he knew who I was. You know, because once I had to connect the dots and tell the story, he's like, oh, you were the kid back in 88. Sitting in the, you know, on the porch. But he was familiar with what I was doing. You know, he was familiar with me making it known that he was my favorite MC. And, you know, he loved the music that I was making, so he told Moss to get at me and ask me if I would participate in the album. And that was like a no-brainer. Like, I was surprised they were even asking me. Like, they could have just called and told me, like, listen, you're on the album. And that wouldn't have been a problem. But, you know, for the Revenant, the album that I'm about to start recording now, I'll have him come in the studio live with me.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's going to be dope. That's going to be dope. Now, when is this coming out? Is this going to be coming out this year?
This definitely be out this year. I'm aiming, you know, for the second quarter, third quarter, the latest, or somewhere in between. We're not sure what we're going to do with it yet as far as the label situation. You know, we did do the one-off with our man Bite Dog, so that contract has been fulfilled. But we'll see, man. I might just put it out myself. So,
yeah. Well, you got plenty of options out there right now. Like, I don't know if you really pay attention much to RBC Records out west. That's pretty much the leftover Priority Records guys, and them dudes are killing it independently. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, there's so many options. Like you said, though, you could do it yourself. I mean, cats are making a killing doing that right now. So, you know,
I'm very inspired by the
fan base.
You know,
so,
I've been watching what Tech Nine. I've been watching what Tech Nine has been doing with Strange Music, and that just, you know, is very inspiring to me.
Yeah. Yeah, man, them dudes built an empire from the ground up, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it can be done, that's for sure. But, AG, we're going to go to break right now. I want to give him this song, Let You Live, off Sip the Nectar, man. This song, to me, like I was saying in the intro, I love those old-style, you know, like pipe organ Castlevania-type shit, man. Tell everybody about this song, man. I can't stop listening to it.
Oh, man, Let You Live is a dope record, man. I believe ATG produced it, and it's featuring my man M-Rec for 4ofdvd.com. And, shit, it was one of those songs where you just want to get something off of your chest, man. A lot of aggression, a lot of expression. I had something to say. I said, you know, I never hold my tongue in this culture. And I called Rec up, played him the record, and he said, yo, let this go. You know, he's also another dude that doesn't hold his tongue. So I figured he'd be the best one to get on it. And then we went in there, laid it down, you know, maybe in a half hour, and shit, the rest is history, man.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. You guys are going to love this one. We'll be right back with AG the Corner. Don't go nowhere.
Uh-huh. M-Ratch. AG the Coroner. I'ma send these niggas to you, my nigga. It's another package. Zip these niggas the fuck up. Body bag, toe tag, nigga. I might let you live, but I thought about working you. This is how I feed my kids, so this shit is personal. Watch me come through, start snuffing these lanes up. You dick riding, sucking niggas, fucking the game up. We gon' show the world you've been blocking the whole time. Clogging up the lanes for you and your own kind. Look at the wacky weird shit that they co-sign. I might go straight back to fucking with the dower. Never gon' bow to these suckers that's in power. Type of nigga tell niggas raping in the shower. Boss money talk shit. Grimy East New York shit. Hit him with the blicky or stab him with the hawk quick. Blocking niggas flexing cause you think it's okay, yo. Run down on these niggas, catch him at the J, yo. Give it to a nigga if AG say so. I might let you live, but you gotta leave the bed. If the day come, I see my ribs. Gotta think, should I let you live? Let you live. We all here trying to feed our kids. If I can't, should I let you live? Let you live. Too many haters in the music biz. Now I'm thinking, should I let you live? Let you live. I run with niggas that will split your wig. And we not trying to let you live.
let you live.
Yo, brother Rec, I ain't fucking with these new niggas.
None of
the radio pushing the garbage, not the true scars. Hand in the game, the lanes and the jaywalkers. Asking for your contacts with them fake offers. Hiding behind the desk at the main office. Tear the whole building down, about to raise coffin.
Body, body.
The body count went up. Pussies took over when the real got set up.
China.
What part of the game is that?
What?
The crown wrapped around the part of the game that's whack.
Shit is cold.
Niggas who passed Wayne the baton ain't watching or recognizing the face of a dawn.
That's us.
No replacing the race that I'm on. Adam and Eve fell for the snake with the charm.
Surface.
No love on these evil streets. I'ma speak my peace now that I reach my peak. Coronel.
If the day come I see my ribs, gotta think should I let you live? Let you live, we all here trying to feed our kids. If I can't, should I let you live? Let you live, too many haters in the music biz. Now I'm thinking, should I let you live? Let you live, I run with niggas that will split your wig. And we not trying to let you live. Let you live.
What I'm talking about right there, you know what I'm saying? Let you live, sip the nectar, man. That project came out not last year, but the year before, 2016. Man, what kind of reception did you get from that? Because that right there, to me, is some high caliber lyrical shit right there, man.
It was crazy, man. You know, it did better than expected. I made the people wait a long time. It took me 3 years to record that album and finish it. There was a lot of, you know, there was a lot of recording and throwing out. Like, I did a lot of joints, and I got rid of them. I said, nah, this ain't it. And finally, I settled in, and you know, it was the body of work that I wanted to put out. I got it out, man, and the people, you know, the ones that were waiting and kept asking me, when is the project dropping? When is the body dropping? They didn't really have a problem at all. They were like, you know, it was worth the wait. So, you know, I'm just appreciative, man, and thankful for it, because I believe I signed the deal in 2013. So, yeah, they come out to 16, so 3 years later, man.
That was with Rock Marciano, right?
Yeah, I signed with Rock. I had signed me to the label. He had, just become the vice president of the label, and I was his first signing.
And that had to make you feel good too, you know what I'm saying, knowing that just this interest, you know what I'm saying, with your skill, and people are taking notice. Well, shit, Cool G Rap's taking notice, for crying out loud. Doesn't get much better than that, you know, but at the end of the day, AG, and what do you want to do, you know what I'm saying, with this next project? Are you going to hit the road with it? And where are you going from there?
Yeah, this project, I think it's going to have a completely different sound from Symptomect, although, you know, it's still going to be my sound. But I'm experimenting a lot with this, and, you know, not in a bad way, because I wouldn't even put it out if that was the case. So I had to really make sure that I stuck to, you know, my basics. But,
yeah.
You know, be able to play around a little bit so that people get a little bit, you know, more insight into the type of artist that I could be. It'll have some of the same production, same the same producers, and a couple of different ones. Some, you know, some features that were on the initial mixtape that I put out, Crushed Grapes. You know, I missed some of them guys on the actual album, the Nectar album, so I want to get them back in. And, you know, we have a lot of cities and promoters waiting on this album, so we'll definitely hit the road with it. And afterwards, you know, I'll see what's going on afterwards. I've really been focusing lately on working with the youth and helping my man, Lord Nez. You know, my brother, Lord Nez, sign some new artists and then get them some major record deals and just really trying to bridge that gap, you know, between the OGs and the youth and help them to make the music better, make better decisions, make the content better. And, you know, if I decide to do another album after that shit, you know, I'm thinking I will. Once you're creative, it's hard to get out of that space. So, yeah. It's still going to do features. I'll probably, you know, drop another album or two or three after that. Who knows when they'll come out, but, you know, I'll always keep 2 feet in this culture at the end of the day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely. Now, you know what I'm saying, New York, you know, took a serious blow last year. Really, you guys had one of the biggest losses in hip hop, you know what I'm saying, for a long time with the loss of Prodigy. Man, can you reflect a little bit on Prodigy? Like, what are your thoughts on and him and his legacy?
Man, Prodigy. You know, going back to, you know, what I was talking about earlier about, you know, wishing that maybe I had good, you know, threw my hat in the ring during that time, that 95 to 2001 era. Prodigy was one of the dudes during that time that was, he was very vital. And I learned from all of them, you know. I learned how to be intense, how to make my words mean something. And it's just, it was devastating, man. You know, I had come to know P, you know, maybe around 2000, I think around the South by Southwest time. I, you know, really come to know him. And he's a funny dude. You know, he's like, if he doesn't know you personally, he could appear to be very standoffish. So, you know, after being around him for a while and then finding out that you have mutual people, he starts to warm up to you. So, you know, I did a couple of spot dates with him and, you know, and my man Rick Gonzalez, Realm Reality, peace to him. We drove to a couple places, did some shows together. And P was just a very, very smart dude, very personable, very, very humble. And just to be in his presence, man, and know what he's been through, what he had been through in his game, and to get to where he was, you know, before he passed, is just incredible. You know, I cherished that time, and it was a huge blow, you know. It was just as huge as when we lost Sean Price. his legacy will live forever. I heard Nashawn talking about him on, you know, the previous interview that you guys did. I actually ran into Nashawn at P's wake. And, you know, I was with P about a week before he passed away at Quad Studios, which is another, you know, historic, legendary spot. People always, you know, equate that. You know, this is where Tupac got hit up in the lobby. And just putting all that together to think about the things that Mobb Deep went through with Pac, and then Pac getting hit there at Quad, and then me being with P at Quad a week before he passes. Reflecting on that, I maybe heard one of the last verses, if not the last verse that he laid down. I was there for that. So I actually have the footage on camera to be there for
the last
that.
First you made, wow.
It could be. I really have to find out. But I know that night, the next day, you know, they had two live shows at a blues club out here with the live band. And then after that, they flew out to Vegas to do the Art of Rap. And then, you know, of course, that was it. I don't know if he recorded anything in between that time, but I could possibly have that golden footage of him spitting his last verse. You know, it was a song with Big Twin. Shout out to my man Twin Gambino. You know, that's my brother. And, you know, Lord Nez, and we were all in there together building talking, you know, that Illuminati shit that P loved to talk about. And making plans for the future. And, you know, that was just so sad, but I was so humbled and so appreciative to be there during that time. And, you know, to walk him to his car and to see him off, you never think it's the last time, you know. But like I said, man, God gave me that, you know, that that opportunity, man. I'm just thankful.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Rest in peace, and Prodigy. You know, and sorry for your loss too. And shout out to his family. You know what I'm saying? All that knew him. He left a huge, huge legacy behind. And you definitely will never be forgotten. But yeah, that's wild, man. You might have the last footage of him spitting a verse, and you know, that right there is priceless. You know. You know, with that being said, I'm gonna take a caller. I got a caller from France. I'm gonna get to him first, and I got a caller from Brooklyn. I'll get to him in a second. This is the homie Sin from France. You got a question for AG the Corner, Sin?
Yeah, what's up, Scott? What's up, AG the Corner? Yes, can you tell us about the album Crushed Graves, and also your music? You put elements into your music of live music, like rock elements. Can you tell us about your music touch?
You want to know about Crushed Grapes?
Yes, sir. And also about your music touch.
Crushed Grapes was that was an album that we recorded with my man ATG. It's funny because it's like this 3-day thing. Like, we recorded Respect the Fly shit in the hotel room in 3 days. I also recorded Crushed Grapes in 3 days in ATG's apartment in his closet. That was a hell of an experience. It was the first time that I had ever put a body of work together, and we were excited about it because everything we were banging out, you know, for that project, it just sounded like it was fire, and I had this fire in the pit of my stomach because I wanted to prove a point and make a mark with it, and you know, I actually, as much as I love Sip the Nectar, I think Crushed Grapes is a better body of work to me. Like, I enjoy listening to that more than the Sip the Nectar. What was the second part of the question?
Yeah, it was about your music. It's like live music, like elements of rock into it, like rock and hip hop.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about the live shit?
I think that just kind of happened. You know, the rock elements in the music. I don't think I purposely, you know, went to any producer and asked for that kind of music, or I think it's just something that gravitated towards me, you know, between ATG and even the work that, you know, that Alchemist has thrown at me. A lot of, you know, guitars, electric guitars, stuff like that, heavy drums, and I've taken to it. I think it's a great combination. I think it's a great sound for me to be, you know, rapping over, you know, music with rock elements to it, and you know, I plan to continue to do that. You know, Just Blaze is a good friend of mine, and you know, we're about to start discussing, you know, maybe him producing something for me as well. And you know, he's the same way. He's heavy with rock elements in his beats, a lot of strong drums, bass, and guitar riffs. So you know, I think we're gonna stick to that script.
Yeah, sometimes I think to Mike Dean production, if you know Mike Dean from Rap A Lot, and also, but sometimes like Nightclad or a combination of this element of rock, or even if you like Isham, I don't know, this rock element, you know.
Yeah, I have to look up a lot more producers that, you know, dabble in that sound. Like I said, I think it's a great combination. I think it's a great, you know, canvas for me to work over, man. Shout out to you, brother, for calling in and you know, asking me these questions, man. I appreciate anybody who's listening right now.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, damn, that's what's up. We're gonna We're going to take another call, then we're going to go to, I got another track. I'm actually going to play Mac Lean, man, the Cool G Rap, because that, you know, that right there needs to be heard by everybody. Let's see, Brooklyn, homie Fred Stey, man. How you doing, Fred?
How you doing, man? I'm in the house. I just wanted to actually, I ain't had no questions. I just wanted to the brother AG, man, like, you know what I mean? I heard, like, some of your music, man, and I salute you, man. I just say, man, keep doing what you're doing, man. Keep feeding the minds, man. And like you said, you know, go grab the youth, man, and give them that road, man, that, you know what I mean? It's not trying to tell them what to do, like you said, but it's trying to guide them, you know, and show them, you know, give them some mental, you know what I mean? So I'm from Brooklyn, you know what I mean? So I know how tough it is to come up out of there, man, and do things. I'm in North Carolina right now, but I'm actually still doing some stuff. Me and a homie, Exit Only, out of Mississippi, man. So, like I said, I just wanted to salute you, bro.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate those words, man. You know, especially coming from a fellow Brooklynite. You know, a lot of the world don't know how tough, you know, it is to come out of that neighborhood and do anything with yourself. You know,
we
you know, Brooklyn is famous. You know, Brooklyn's on the map forever. We do have a lot of people that came out and became something, but you know, nothing compared to the number of people that didn't make it. And
right.
You know, whether it was East New York, Brownsville, or the Stey, like that shit was just, you know, that was a graveyard. You know, what we woke up to was gunshots, you know, crack bodies, like shit was so real at one point. So, you know, to just make it to this point and be able to give something back, where, you know, whether it be musically or any other way, I'm honored. And yeah, the youth, they really need to, you know, just, I know it's tough, man. You know, we were them young dudes at one time. We didn't want to hear what the old heads had to say. Well, you know, when the pads were baggy and they were looking at us crazy, you know, how, what's this jungle music, and why'd you, you know, pick your pants up, why they so big and all this stuff. There was always a disconnect, but I think at the end of the day, you know, we respected them. And I just hope the same for the youth of today, that they respect us enough to listen to what we got to say. And just, you know, you don't have to change everything. Just go step by step.
Right.
I appreciate you, brother.
That's real as it gets, man. And, you know, AG, I can't thank you enough, you know, for coming on the show. We definitely want to have you on again in the future. Anytime you drop something, you know, get at myself, you know what I'm saying, and Pat. Man, please come back. We'd definitely love to chop it up with you again. But before we get off of this track, I want to give you the floor, you know, platform, social media, whatever, man. Promo anything you want, man. It's all yours.
Thank you, brother. You know, for anybody listening, you know, you guys can reach me on the IG at AG the Coroner. You can reach me on Twitter at AG the Coroner. You can reach me on Facebook at, you know, Coronelli Rosa, R-O-S-A. You know, I speak to anybody and everybody. I'm a humble dude. You know, to me, I'm just a regular dude who loves to do my thing, or, you know, whether it be, you know, working out, eating food, exercising, and, you know, making music is what we do, man. You know, so if you're a fan and you want to reach out, you got questions for me, you know, feel free. And shout out to y'all, man, for just having me on the show, and big ups to, you know, all the people that I've come across in this culture, you know, our friends, fans, other artists, you know, more, you know, my most definitely J Love, Mayhem Loren, Action Bronson. You know, that's the foundation right there. So, you know, shout to everybody, man. Shout to everybody in the universe. My man, Lord Ness, peace.
Man, that's what's up, man. Thank you so much, AG. Man, we look forward to everything you got coming in the future, man. You take care of yourself, brother.
Thank you, brother. God bless, man.
And shout out to AG, the corner, you know what I'm saying? Real dope to have him on the show tonight, episode 488. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be over at ugsforlife.com before the morning. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you check it out. And tomorrow, tune in, we got, you know what I'm saying, Nasty Jack in the Psycho Realm. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go over to the West Coast. You know, that's one of the dudes from B-Reals group, you know what I'm saying? Real dope artist with a huge legacy himself. So we're going to chop it up with him. But, man, check out the homie AG with Cool G Rap and Fred the Godson, Mac Lean, this off Cool G Rap's album. You know what I'm saying? Return of the Don. We'll be right back.
Born of a hustler, I'm a bad motherfucker. Keep a pocket full of Cino, some kilo stuffing in his muffler. Pimp Daddy Mac Lean, tilt the suede hat mean. Cadillac and Pack Lean, that nickel plated Mac Lean. Clear bell bottom, Shelby shot him. The hell if he not, he a problem like a cell up in Harlem. Should've been in an asylum, the way he funeral follow him. Bottom bitch with the healthy bottom, my bells no cotton. Come from a slum off the strip, made of legends. See your face reflection off mirror paint on that fresh bins. King of my city, I run for mayor election. Here Ronnie stepping to sing you to the fifth wave of heaven. The dawn is session, brunette and blonde section. I'm on resting my weapon, I hit him with arm ejections. Firearm your direction, no arm wrestling pheasants. Palming that bread, he got off with the arm connections, no question.
Pimp Daddy with the Mac Queen, I'm sure you sweet. 80 inch flat screens, we made money from stick ups and crack fiends. New York City, certified rap king, rap king, rap. Pimp Daddy with the Mac Queen, I'm sure you sweet. 80 inch flat screens, we made money from stick ups and crack fiends. New York City, certified rap king, rap king, rap.
Nina, 12 gauge. Imagine if I seen you, 12 grade. Schoolboy is how I handle you. Your MacBook was a computer, mine was a manual. I dead a bitch by a book of a manual. I cook with the mechanicals, you shook, that's understandable. I took a gram or two, and made a grand or two. Sold to your mother and your grandma too. Oh, they a lover on my grandma too, but who better than Coogee Rap? I'm in the booth with a Biggie sweater, this Coogee Rap. Uzi clap, you been warm. Put the snub to a uniform, don't make me point the nose like a unicorn. You've been on for a couple, don't diss the forefathers. Your mom don't know who your pops, you probably got forefathers. I'm from a different era, violate if you should ever. Fred the Godson.
Pimp Daddy with the Mac Lean, luxury suites, 80 inch flat screens. We made money from stick ups and crack fiends. New York City, certified rap king, rap king, rap. Pimp Daddy with the Mac Lean, luxury suites. City, certified rap king, rap king.